And speaking of you.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah,
each week at this time, or usually not, and some weeks not, but this week it is for sure, we honor a town, village, or burg across the U.S. on a rearranged map of the same. Here with Town of the Week is Sarah Nix.
About 90 miles northeast of Atlanta, nestled in the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains, you'll find our Town of the Week, Toccoa, Georgia. The town gets its name from the Cherokee word for beautiful. Surrounded by state parks and national forests, Toccoa is beautiful indeed. There's a landmark waterfall in Toccoa that's higher even than Niagara. The original inhabitants of the area were Cherokee, Creek, and Catawba people. European settlers moved in after the Revolutionary War. The Native American people were forced out on the infamous Trail of Tears in the late 1830s when more settlers moved in. The rugged landscape made farming tough in Toccoa. The local economy grew on the power of its rivers, with cotton mills and furniture manufacturing moving in. The railroad roared through in 1873, and these days Toccoa is still busy in manufacturing, everything from construction vehicle components to sewing supplies. During the Second World War, there was a U.S. Army camp in Toccoa where the first paratroopers trained. Many of the men who learned how to parachute there were went on to take part in D-Day. Toccoa is a medium-sized town these days with a population of about 10,000. For visitors and locals, there's a symphony orchestra, a handful of museums, and at least three big festivals a year. There's also lots of hunting and fishing. And if you're looking for some local sports, you can check out the Toccoa Falls College Eagles. That's our Town of the Week, Toccoa, Georgia.
Sounds very nice. Sounds idyllic.
It sounds kind of idyllic. Yeah. Small town life.
Now, on those three big festivals you mentioned, did you happen to...
Yep, there's the Currahee Arts Festival. There's
the what?
Currahee Arts Festival. Yep. There's the Taste of Toccoa Food Festival, which happens in the spring.
Oh.
And then there's the Harvest Festival, which presumably happens in the fall.
Presumably, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and that first one you mentioned, is that a summer festival?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yep.
What goes on at that, you know?
There are performing artists and also visual artists.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
That sounds great. That'd be a nice trip.
Yeah.
For that. We're calling randomly now, or Lyle is. There's Lyle there, but if you want to see behind the glass... booth there.
Yeah.
You can keep him in a glass booth like Eichmann for some reason. And he's not nearly like Eichmann. He's much nicer than Eichmann ever was. But he's actually making calls there. And he's, by the way, you know, Lyle Anderson, he screens, when you call up, he screens your call, which means he puts everybody on. He's never actually told anyone they could not be on the air, which I think is a sweet.
And always that guy who calls in over and over.
Yeah,
he always gets on.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
He's like top of the list.
This might be him on this. If you find someone out. Uh-huh. And we have someone, actually, Cynthia Brown from Toccoa. That's right, Toccoa.
Toccoa, you got it,
right?
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. Georgia. Let's go on the phone right now and say hello to her. Hi, Cynthia, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Did you happen to hear our Town of the Week from Sarah Nix?
I heard most of it, and it pretty well describes the place where I live.
Yeah, and are you a native of Toccoa? Did you grow up there, or...
I did, and moved away and was away for about 15 years, and this is my third time back to home, and I'm not leaving again.
Your third time back. What is it that keeps drawing you back, Cynthia?
Well, family, obviously, but more importantly, the quality of life here. I won't say it's a slower pace because I'm busier now than I've ever been doing my job and volunteer work, but there's something about being able to invest of yourself in that place that supported you growing up and helped to raise you.
Oh, how nice. What sort of volunteer work do you do?
I am working as a volunteer and have been for a long time with the Stevens County Historical Society.
Oh.
I am working with a new group to preserve and expand the facilities at the old Camp Toccoa site, and that's called Camp Toccoa at Currahee Project. I work with a group of volunteers that are called loosely a land use committee, and we're working on some regulations for the community as we look toward the future. So, you know, it's just church work and all kinds of things that need to be done here, and we're able to plug in and do that.
You're highly involved.
Yes, sir. I certainly am, and I'm proud of my hometown. But I'm realistic and know that we have a lot of work to do, but we welcome folks to come and join.
Excellent. Sounds excellent. And how lucky the Historical Society. So can you tell us a little bit about Tom? Maybe that wasn't included in what Sarah said there, some background on the history in Toccoa? Or...
Well, I can tell you that we have a lot of people here who have contributed over the years to make us who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the settlers came, and we have such a rich heritage in the Cherokee tradition. We have a project called the Tugalo Corridor that there's a heritage education center on some property that we worked on years ago and were able to obtain. And we have a lot of people, the Tommy Scott, he's the last medicine show man. He's in his 90s now, but he's still alive and well, and he is celebrated at the museum. We had...
medicine show?
Yes, it was a medicine show.
Yeah.
We have his wagon, and he's still here and still does a lot of work with that project.
Yeah, what does a medicine show... does it actually sell medicines?
Well, yeah.
What, is that what
course.
They did?
It's snake oil.
Oh, it's snake oil,
well,
guys.
Well, he's in his 90s. What do you do? I mean, obviously it works.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
When I get to be 90, I'm going to try it. No,
yeah.
But we do have snake oil available there at the museum.
What's his brand, the Tommy Scott? Is it called Tommy Scott's snake oil, or is it?
I believe that it's the medicine. I'm not sure. Have to check on that.
Because you don't want to get the wrong brand when you're going for a snake.
Certainly not. But you can buy the authentic brand at the museum, so you don't have to worry once you get there. We only have one. We have the exclusive rights to sell it there.
Yeah. What is it? Let me ask you this, though. What is it actually good for, snake oil?
Everything?
Whatever ails you?
Every ailment, rheumatism, arthritis. I've read the label. I don't suffer from any of those things yet, so I haven't tried it.
Yeah. Temporary insanity, does it work for that? Because I get a little of that sometimes.
Well, you know, that might be the thing that I need to look at. I'm not sure.
Yeah, probably the alcohol in it would help as far as that goes. Well, excellent. Okay. And Tommy's still around. That's great.
He is.
And what else?
Well, there are lots of other things, but one of the... once the Camp Tocoa, once it was no longer a paratrooper training center,
right.
It became a detention center. And James Brown, the famous singer, came to Tocoa to reside there for a short period of time. And once he got out of the detention center, he was employed in Tocoa, Georgia, and did his first public appearances there.
After that. I seem to remember that incident.
Yes.
That was the crazy man with the shotgun in the pickup truck or something. Was that incident?
No, we're talking about James Brown, the singer.
Yeah, I know, but I think that's why he ended up in the center, though. Wasn't some sort of little...
Oh, well, I'm not sure. Now, I don't know what the details were. I just know that he was part of our environment here, and the famous flames came out of Tocoa, and we have Ida Prather Cox, who was the toast of Paris in the 20s, grew up in Tocoa, and... Hmm. You know, it's amazing what you have in a small town when you stop and look around.
Yeah, and do you have many of the same, like some of the older structures and buildings and so forth that they survive?
We do. Our downtown is a wonderful place to come, and as we speak, it is still being renovated, and it is an historic district, so it is authentic, and we're very proud of it.
Yeah. Now, behind the scenes, of course, you get a lot of tourists and so forth coming to your festivals and so on. But the locals probably know some pretty cool places that you don't really see tourists because they don't know about it. Is there one such place or spot or venue that you would take us if we came down there?
If you came to see me in Tocoa, Georgia, the first place I would take you would be to the top of Currie Mountain.
Uh-huh.
From that point, you can see the area. It is the first mountain in the Appalachian Range.
Uh-huh.
So it is right there. It was the mountain was the edge of the western frontier in 1783.
Huh.
And you can see so far from that, but it gives you the vista of the community,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of our history starts there, and then we would work our way around the community.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very rich heritage in handcrafted furniture. Haversham Plantation, which is now Haversham, started there in Tocoa, and we have 3-day design. These furniture companies are worldwide now. They export all over the world.
Hmm.
But they started there in the community, and we know that we have something special. You go to what used to be Prather Bridge, and beyond that, you go to Panther Creek, and the trout fishing there, the fly trout fishing is just incredible. Bass fishing, catfish, you name it. Lake Hartwell is a beautiful place,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing more beautiful than a sunset looking back over the trestle toward the North Carolina and South Carolina mountains. there in Stevens County.
Sounds great.
It's a beautiful place.
You gave me goosebumps, Cynthia.
Well,
what am I
going to
do with these goosebumps
now? That's why I came home. Well, you come and make sure it's valid.
Yeah,
you
no, it sounds.
And see what's going on.
Very beautiful description. Cynthia, I want to thank you so much for speaking with us about our Town of the Week, Toccoa, Georgia. We have a little something for you for being so kind.
Yep, Cynthia will be sending you the best of America's Dairyland in an assortment of delicious cheeses made without artificial growth hormones or genetically modified ingredients from Cedar Grove Cheese, southwestern Wisconsin's cheesemaker since 1878.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cynthia Brown. For our Town of the Week, Toccoa, Georgia. All right there. You want to handle this? Come on.
Okay.
This is your big chance to
Somebody's
show what you can do.
Somebody's got to throw the dart.
Throw the dart. Yeah, here, you want to take the microphone here. You might want need that at some point.
So it's your big chance.
You might need the dart
oh,
too.
Oh, well,
the dart.
Okay.
Yeah, might need the dart.
Anybody want to throw the dart? We've got a beautiful rearranged map of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Don't all jump up at once. Come on up then.
There you go. Yeah, okay. All right, he looks like a dart thrower.
Yeah. He's got the dart throwing t-shirt.
Yeah.
Tell me your name.
Aaron.
And you're from?
From Madison.
All right, welcome. All right. Here. Throw the dart. Please don't hit Michael.
It's a little close there, Aaron. Why don't you close your eyes and make it
Don't fall off the stage.
Close your eyes and spin several times.
Good. All right.
Toccoa, Georgia.
No less.
Where is it?
Would you believe it's a place I used to live, Augusta, Maine.
Augusta, Maine.
You got it.
All right. You're going to be great for that. Thank you very much. Our Town of the Week, once again, the boys in the band.